From dropping out of school at the age of 13 to leading a European Union body fighting for the rights of rural communities and social inclusion, Irish farmer Seamus Boland has had an incredible journey. He's been elected unanimously to the role of President of the European Economic and Social Committee, where he'll be the lead voice of organised civil society in Europe. Seamus, if you think back to that 13-year-old lad who had to leave school to work and help support your family, could you ever have imagined that you would end up in a role like this one?
Absolutely not, Sally. I mean, that was... In Ireland in the 60s, I was a child, I was a teenager in the middle, late 60s when this happened. And all I can say is, you know, the particularly rural areas are pretty poor. I wasn't the only one in that situation. I was actually working in the fields without tractors or anything like that. So it really didn't look like I would move much further than the poverty trap. So it's quite a shock. It still is quite a shock to be where I am.
And now you've been in the room with leaders like Ursula von der Leyen, Emmanuel Macron and others. How important do you think it is to have someone with a rural and farming background there advising on policy that might affect people, particularly those in the rural areas?
I think it's really important because I think that many of the organisations and the people in that that come from the European Economic Social Committee, which I'm now president of, and I'm one of them, you know, we live in our countries, we live in our farms, we live in our communities. So what we're bringing is a very authentic voice into the rooms of power, into the corridors of power. I'd like to think that's authentic. I think it's necessary. And I don't think enough of it is being done. And I think that goes around the world. There's too much of the bubble in areas of power. And really, our job is to shout, screaming, you got to listen to us.
You've been involved for many decades in advocacy in your home country of Ireland, particularly for those rural communities. What are the big issues that country areas and farmers are facing in Ireland right now, Seamus?
Well, it's always been the same. Those involved in farming, as you know, or you may know, Ireland farming size is quite small, which means it's difficult to make a living on the farm itself. Even at, you know, 80, 90, 100 acres, that may seem a lot, but it's not. So they're trying to do other things. They're trying to get other employment in the area, which is a major, major challenge. In part of the place where I live, bogs and peatlands are now finished up. That means we have to try and find other sources of income. And that's a major issue. Equally, services in rural areas. You know, if you're suffering from cancer, if you're suffering from serious diseases, you have to travel a long, long distance to get those services. They need to be redressed. And on it goes. But really, transport is the dominating issue. And here they put 5 cents on the carbon tax, which didn't help because you don't have another choice. So these are the real issues affecting people in rural areas.
What about the issue of getting young people into agriculture in your country of Ireland? I understand the latest figures show that only around 4% of farmers in Ireland are under the age of 35 now, Seamus.
Yes, that's really depressing. I mean, there was a little light at the tunnel about 20 years ago when a new kind of retirement scheme was introduced to bring people in, young people into the land and older people maybe just to step aside, not forcing them because, of course, people can be active at any age. That was disbanded. I don't know why, but that needs to return. The reality is, young people, you know, they have lots of choice. And a lot of our Irish young people are in Australia, I'm afraid, looking for better things as well. And I'm sure they're listening to you. But honestly, we need to say to older people, there is an opportunity possibly to step aside, to retire on a proper pension and allow young people on various schemes, whether it's financial, whether it's quality of life, because it is a good quality of life, but we really have to build that package. And I don't think at the moment we're doing it very well.
Seamus, here in Australia, for many regional areas, there's concern about the impacts of climate change, and many farmers and others are living through the consequences of that. But also there's a degree of pushback from communities who don't want agricultural land being used for renewable projects, and there's concern about that. What's the situation talking with farmers in Ireland and in other parts of Europe at the moment on those issues?
Well, ironically, Sally, one of the things I've been pioneering with my own organisation, Irish Rural Link, which is the organisation I work with in Ireland, is actually how do you manage the transition to ensure that environmental quality is brought back into the land? And you can only do that with dialogue with farmers. And we've numerous projects where we have involved farmers in designing those programs. And they're working very well because, let's face it, climate change is the big mojo. It's the big issue. It's the big umbrella. But really, we're talking about quality water. We're talking about keeping pollution to low levels. We're talking about keeping harmful pesticides out of the food chain. But you cannot force that on farmers, which has often been the way. And what we've done in a number of programs, which are working quite well, is to bring farmers along, allow them to decide. You know, farmers know the land. They are custodians of the land. They know what it's in. They know what it can do. And I keep saying to the experts, you may be expert in what you think you know, but farmers really know their land.
Seamus, it's been so interesting to talk to you about the situation for communities in Europe. Congratulations about your election to this body with the European Union. And I'm sure, yeah, the 13-year-old lad version of you would be quite amazed by where you're sitting now. It's fantastic to have those rural voices being heard.
Yeah. There's a poet, if I quickly said the line, John O'Casey, he used to say, a line says, you know, I was full of mud, but I kept looking up at the stars. That's what I used to do. I was in some state, but it never occurred to me I was so poor. that's the secret.
That's Seamus Boland there, the new president of the EU's Economic and Social Committee. He's a farmer from Ireland who's been heavily involved in advocating for rural communities in his home country.